Okay, now fourth overall in the Clipper 09-10 round the world race. Second overall in race 14, which was yesterday, and winners of the John Harrison Trophy. It's Justin Taylor and the home team from Hull & Humber.
It's been 10 months, 35,000 miles of ocean racing, and around 400 people facing the challenge of a lifetime. On Saturday, the 17th of July 2010, the teams finally came back to where they started almost 1 year ago, and their return to Hull turned into a big, massive event. Thousands of people came to welcome the crews. 10 racing teams went to face the challenge to sail around the world. One of them was Hull & Humber. The Clipper was sailed by a crew of 52 people. Each of them came from another part of the everyday life. All are people like you and me. One of them is Tom, who hit upon the idea to go on a Clipper race a very long time ago.
About 15 years ago, yeah, it's a dream that's always been there.
Working as a management consultant in London, Tom wanted to do something really exciting that is totally different to his normal life. So he decided to take a break from his career and do something really special. But it's not like a holiday where you get much time to enjoy the destinations.
Absolutely not. It's a race the entire time. You never stop racing. When you get into port, you may get a couple of days, 2, 3, 4 days off to go and see the city that you're in, which is brilliant. It's a nice way of relaxing. But otherwise, it's a race for 10 months. And when you're at sea, you're racing. And that's how it is. And that is brilliant for it.
But after 10 months away, Tom knows exactly what he missed when he sailed across the globe.
Friends and family, you know the creature comforts you can come across as you go away, but it's your family that you know you come back to, and it's the things you miss the most. Yeah.
For the entire crew of the Hull & Humber Clipper, it was an exciting thing to do. They did really incredibly well, and in the end, they came fourth. And of course, as in every race, we got to see the winners as well. So congratulations and the best of luck goes to this year's winner, Spirit of Australia. They turned out to be as the best crew. Absolutely happy about the success. Kirsty, one of the members, is still incredibly excited about the results of the 10-month sailing turn around the world.
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. I cannot believe it. We've won the round the world. It's been 10 months of intense racing, and I'm just ecstatic. Over the moon.
And in her opinion, the experiences from that turn will help her to get on even better in her job.
Oh no, this was by far the most amazing experience of my life, and I'll never forget it, and I'm sure it's only enhanced my life, and it's really made me appreciate what I do have back home. And the skills that I have at work, where you have to have teamwork, communication, leadership skills, all those things all run into play here on the boat. You can't just, you know, you can't give those up when you're on the boat.
But it was not just an incredible day for the crews of the Clippers, it was a really nice day for the visitors of this event as well. There were several reasons why people love to go to see the show.
The atmosphere is very, very good.
And after all the presentations and the happiness about the return of the cruise, for many people there was just one thing left to do.
To get drunk and enjoy the mood.
Doris Iran for 105.3 Seaside FM.